Mary W. Shelley, The Last Man, narrated by Carl Mason. Volume 3, Chapter 1. Hear you not the rushing sound of the coming tempest? Do you not behold the clouds open and destruction, lurid and dire, pour down on the blasted earth? See you not the thunderbolt fall, and are deafened by the shout of heaven that follows its descent? Feel you not the earth quake and open with agonizing groans, while the air is pregnant with shrieks and wailings, all announcing the last days of man? No, none of these things accompanied our fall. The balmy air of spring, breathed from nature's ambrosial home, invested the lovely earth, which wakened as a young mother about to lead forth in pride her beauteous offspring to meet their sire, who had been long absent. The buds decked the trees, the flowers adorned the land, the dark branches, swollen with seasonable juices, expanded into leaves and the variegated foliage of spring, bending and singing in the breeze, rejoiced in the genial warmth of the unclouded Empyrean. The brooks flowed murmuring, the sea was waveless, and the promontories that over